There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
If you had to guess at what the number is that the U.S. is ranked at in the world's freedom rankings, what number out of the 180-some, 190 countries of the world
that are ranked
in this, what number is the United States in the most recent Fraser Institute ranking? Now, don't look it up. You just have to guess at it. We'll tell you about it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones right away. Mark, listening in Wisconsin to WXXM in Madison. Hey, Mark.
Hey. This whole political charade of the two-party presentation by most of the media is absurd when 50% of the population doesn't register or call themselves either a Democrat or a Republican. The debates the debates won't allow a Green Party candidate in, won't allow a Libertarian Party in. The previous caller mentioned the corruption in government and in banking, and both the Libertarian and the Green parties have a monetary policy reform plank in their thing, but the Democratic and Republican candidates are going to do nothing about monetary reform.
No doubt. Yet, they like things to status quo.
Why would they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So the problem is that the real issue about monetary reform will never make it into the electoral process, because anybody who wants to speak about eliminating the power of creating money directly from banking is never going to be allowed to speak. So the Green Party has a plan right now, or at least is trying to make the focus that 50% of the population doesn't even register as Democrat or Republican. They should be allowed in the debates. The Libertarians.
Yeah, I think that seems so obvious. I mean, whether the Libertarians and the Greens, I remember back in 2004 was, I don't know if you recall this, but the Libertarian and Green presidential candidates were actually arrested when they attempted to get into, just to attend, not to, you know, go on stage, but to actually physically attend one of the debates. You remember that one?
Yeah, they were both arrested.
Yeah, pretty crazy. That shows you how far they'll go to protect these debates from any semblance of fairness. They do not want competition on that stage.
Perot scared the pants off of them.
In 92.
In 92, and I just don't think that the two-party duopoly really showed its hand at that point.
Yeah, well, so I think then that it's the responsibility of the media that's alternative in any way, shape, or form to not even talk what the duopoly message is and only to present those alternatives.
Man, that would be a wonderful world, wouldn't it, Mark? Unfortunately, we're going to have to create our alternative media to the mainstream media. You can't expect the mainstream guys, you know, to put their relationships with these politicians in jeopardy. They are not willing to do anything more than ask the most bland questions of these people, or the most sort of politically acceptable controversial questions. They'll never stray into any of the real important areas that you or I might want to hear questions asked about, and they certainly won't allow anybody from the audience to ask those questions. Everybody is very carefully pre-screened at all of these events. All of these debates are super controlled to make sure that nothing untoward happens towards these poor politicians on stage. Wouldn't want to put them in a position of having to answer a question that they felt uncomfortable about.
Then that network would never get to do another debate again if one of those politicians is like, I'm not going to go in front of those people.
But that's the thing.
That would be great, though. That would be great, because then at least they would be challenged. The problem is that the refusal to challenge their duopoly system is only contributing to the continuation of it.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't know how to, other than talking about it on the air, I don't have any solution.
You're spot on, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. In fact, Mark Edge, my co-host, Mark,
yeah, me.
Aren't we teaming up with the, oh my God, it's spacing on their name, but there's a group, like an independent group that's pushing for fairness in debates, open debates, I think is what they call themselves. I could be wrong about that.
Well, we've been in talks with them. Yeah. I haven't got a piece of paper.
Well, we're in talks with them about, you know, doing... We did this previously with them, like being a media sponsor for them and sponsoring the idea of having a true, you know, third-party...
fair and equal.
...included debate. I thought they were the ones who reapproached us this year. Anyway, well, there's something going on behind the scenes. We're doing a little more than talking about it. We're trying to throw whatever small amount of weight the show might have behind that particular organization and what they're up to. Because I support what, you know, Mark was calling about there. I think that we do need to have fairness in debates, and fairness would include anybody who's qualified on enough ballots to win in theory. So if you're in if you're on the ballot in two states, you can't win. But if you're on the ballot in 45 states, you could, in theory, win the election if enough people voted for you. I think that should really be the only qualifier as to who is allowed, because that whittles it down to like four or five people every time.
I'm not looking to keep people out of debates, but you know, I think there does need to be some kind of qualification for a debate. And I think the Green Party and the Libertarian parties, you know, that these organizations just don't get a fair shake.
They put in countless hours and thousands upon tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't honestly know what it costs, because each state has different requirements as far as what it takes to actually get a third-party candidate on the ballot. Usually the Libertarians get 49 or 50 states. I think the Greens got like 46 states last time. So they're all qualified, you know, in enough places to actually be elected.
These are real candidates. The Libertarians had the former governor of New Mexico, two-time governor, and the Greens had Jill Stein. I did an interview with her. She's incredibly articulate, and you know, these candidates deserve a fair shake.
Yeah.
And the American people deserve an opportunity to have somebody besides Crap Sandwich A and Crap Sandwich B.
You know, Mark, you said that the media, if they, you know, if one company were to actually do an honest debate where they asked tough questions, actually took uncensored questions from the audience, and further allowed third parties to actually be on the stage, that they would be blackballed, essentially, by the major political parties?
I would suspect, yeah.
But I bet you, you know, even though the political party types would try to punish that media organization, I bet you that would be the most watched debate of all time. I bet you their ratings would go through the roof. It would be the most shared YouTube clips from a debate that ever happened. It would be a huge publicity boon if they had the courage to actually do it. And if they could build themselves to the point where, you know, if it got them a lot of publicity, then the candidates would want to be a part of that debate in the future because they knew a lot of people were watching. But that's, you know, in a crazy fantasy world, it's not
going to happen. Really. To some extent, that's what Donald Trump has done. Donald Trump is essentially an independent running as a Republican. That debate in which he just participated in was the most watched thing that Fox News has ever had. And
really?
Yes. In Fox News' history, that's their most watched thing. And so, yes, indeed, what you're saying is true. Sadly, it came in the form of Donald Trump, but, you know, there you go.
So you can share your thoughts on open debates. I hope that we'll see something like that, but it's so unlikely that the mainstream media is going to change how they approach these things and change their ways. They're so afraid of stepping on these political coattails.
I just want to make it clear to Donald Trump, if you're listening, hey, look, you know, we will give you the opportunity to talk on Free Talk Live. All you got to do is give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, you'll get a chance to talk about all the policies you want to talk about. Yep, you're not my favorite candidate, buddy, but we'll make that possible for you.
Well, anyone can call into the show, Mark. I mean, you're not promising him anything
just
special.
Just want to let him know. I know he's out there fuming if he's listening, right?
But you're letting
him know. He constantly feels like the media is out to get him. And I'm just saying, look, here's your opportunity, man.
So you're informing him of our open phones policy, not giving him preference over any other callers or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The new report on the freedom of the countries around the world ranks the United States at number 20, putting countries like Chile and the United Kingdom ahead of the U.S. Last year, the U.S. was ranked 17th. but a steady decline of economic freedom and rule of law has dropped the level of freedom, according to the Cato Institute, Fraser Institute, and the Swiss Liberalis Institute, which created the study together. The author, co-author of the report, told the Daily Caller News Foundation that the steady growth of the government and increased regulations of business and labor contribute to the U.S.'s low rating. And by the way, this isn't like, don't think for a moment this is a Barack Obama thing, okay? This has been going down, the ranking of the United States has been going down for at least a decade and a half. We'll talk about it more here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype as well. Skype username there is lrn.fm. You can call us that way. You'll sound a lot better when you do that. Coming up, a call from federal prison. We'll get to that here in a moment. I want to let you know how to protect yourself online first. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. That FTL50 gets you 50% off of this amazing virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does all of it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. Plus, it doesn't matter which operating system you're using or what device, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, you can all use ProXPN. Get started at ProXPN.com. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and they also now have more servers than ever before. When you use code FTL50 at ProXPN.com, you get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy their annual account, again with code FTL50. That breaks the price down to less than the price of a good cup of coffee. You can use code FTL50 at ProXPN.com right now and take back the privacy that is your right. We go to Matthew calling from federal prison. Used to call us from Marion in Illinois, but you are now in Texas. Matthew, what's going on?
Well, I complained about the censorship there, and I was filing a case, so they shipped me. But I got to see the magazine, and ironically, it was the June issue of Meyer. It had a
Which magazine?
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Yeah, it was Wired magazine.
A Wired magazine. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it had the article about Ross Ulbricht in it, and it had a cartoon of a nude woman in it. And they got tired of me complaining about their censorship, so they put me on Con Air and collect some frequent flyer miles.
So you literally got transferred because you complained about something?
About censorship, yeah.
It happens.
About First Amendment stuff, yeah, they hate that.
They just hate complaints, and at some point or another they'll...
So they're not doing you a favor? What's their motivation for moving you? I guess
they hope that you'll just get tired, you won't pursue the case.
Okay, so they're moving you constantly.
From a federal prison.
Thank you for reminding me, lady. so they are, they're moving you around constantly is what you're saying. How many different prisons have you been to?
I've been to 5 prisons in 5 years.
Okay. And so you just left Marion how long ago, and now you're in Texas?
I left Marion about a month ago.
And they think
about a month and a, but, you know, they took the station that was there that took you guys off the air, so I'm kind of, you know, it's good to be able to, I only get to hear you guys 2 days a week now, and not very well, but it's better than it was, where they shipped me and you.
Wow. So, wait, you're listening on the radio in Texas?
Well, actually, it's a station out of Ida, Oklahoma.
Oh,
it doesn't come in real well, but we can hear it a couple days a week. And a lot of, you know, more guys are listening all the time as I tell them about it. It's very difficult, though.
Free Talk Live,
I love
one in federal prison.
We are totally the number one show in federal prison. I think it's awesome. What we need to do is get some pirate radio operators to start, you know, running a good FM signal out there, you know, just outside of various different federal prisons all around the country. Of course,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I totally agree. So any good stories from, where is it, Siegelville?
Siegelville. No, it's I don't like it as much. I can tell you the traveling Con Air is probably not as brutal as the traveling civilian. We don't have TSA. We have U.S. Marshals.
I'd still rather go through the TSA nude scanner machine than have to walk around in shackles.
Do you have to bend over and cough before you get on the plane? You know, one of the strip search?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, didn't TSA make you do that now?
Not quite.
Oh, we heard that in here. I don't know. Is it just a bit nasty
jail
rumor?
Yeah, you know those jail rumors. Hey, good call, Matthew. Glad to hear from you again, and feel free to call us with any other jail stories that you want to relate.
I'm glad to be able to hear you guys.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call tonight. That dude paid. I don't know how much money to make that call.
No doubt.
That was a prepaid call from federal prison. And I can tell you, it's not cheap to call local jails, let alone, or to call from a local jail, let alone to call across state lines from a federal prison. So thank you to all of our inmates who are literally captive audiences for Free Talk Live. All right, so we were talking about the rankings, the Freedom right. rankings. 20. Number 20 is the current ranking, down from 17 for the United States. And this is... This has been going on for a long time also.
Yeah, I remember the United States moving from like 7th to 10th, and it just keeps on sliding down the world's freedom charts. What are some...
This is Barack Obama's fault, though, Mark, isn't it? This is all the Obama administration.
The Obama administration could do something about it if it wished, but I think that this is a slide that's been going on longer than the Obama administration.
Since the year 2000, as a matter of fact.
So, you know, there was a Republican in office then. As a matter of fact, there was a Democrat in office in the year 2000. A Republican took over, and then a Democrat took over from there.
If you remember, the Republicans...
This is a bipartisan slide down, you know... This is the Empire Mountain, slowly from, you know, a republic to an empire, I guess.
Well, you remember there was one Republican in the mid-aughts who said that they slashed the government to the bone.
Yeah, it's like DeLay or something.
I don't know. One of those guys.
Yeah.
You believe? I didn't believe him at that time.
Right.
But
under George Bush, when it was a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House, the Republicans had the audacity to say that a government that was larger than the Clinton administration's government had been slashed to the bone.
Yeah.
this is your small government party.
Right.
So,
here's the proof that it wasn't
if
slashed.
If you believe in small government... You shouldn't be believing in the Republican Party.
You can't believe a word that comes out of these politicians' mouths, but you can believe the numbers. And these guys have run through the numbers on a variety of different factors. I'll give you the list of indicators here in a moment, but it's Ian Vasquez, who is the co-author of the report for the Fraser Institute, Cato Institute, and Swiss Liberalis Institute. He says that from the year 2000, the U.S. has been on a decline in terms of economic freedom. The other main reason for the U.S. low rank comes from the rule of law measure. Vasquez told the DCNF that the increased invasions of privacy through the war on drugs and now the war on terror have contributed to the decline in freedom. Also, the increased use of eminent domain is factored in as a violation of property rights.
Yeah, during the eminent domain case, and this is what really changed my mind on government, because I always kind of held out a hope for the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled, and I can't remember when this was, 2005?
No. You were up here already.
That's not true.
I think you were. I think that was 07 was the
okay,
the
somewhere
Kilo
in
case.
There in the Kilo against versus New London case. That the government could take things not for the public use, but for public good. And the public good meant that, you know, they could give it to Pfizer.
You're right, 05.
And that's when it started, but then it was the finally, you were right on when the Supreme Court made the ruling, though.
Really?
They weren't going to hear the case.
Okay.
So, I lost hope at that point, and it isn't going to get any better. A plain reading of the Constitution isn't a plain reading of the Constitution. These people care nothing for the rule book that was written down. If they cared about the rule book, they'd change the rules to fit what people want, and they don't. They don't amend the Constitution. They just go around it and ignore it.
We will continue, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How's it feel to know that the freedom is being destroyed in the United States and has been for a long time? The U.S. sliding down to number 20 on the list of economic freedom of the world. 855-450-FREE.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition continues here. Are you shocked? Shocked that the United States is now ranked number 20 out of all of the world's various different countries on the Index of Economic Freedom. It's a study that is performed by, in this case, the Fraser Institute, Cato Institute, and Swiss Liberalis Institute, which I didn't know they were working together on this. I'd always thought it was the Fraser Institute, so maybe they brought in some extra help with this.
Now they're doing social rankings, too. So,
are they?
Yeah, there's an aspect in there that appears to be social rankings.
Well, I actually have the indicators that they used here. I'll go through those. But number 20, it's down from number 17 last year. Now, remember, there's a separate list, which is done by the Heritage Foundation. I don't recall at which number the U.S. is on their
list. It's higher than 20, but lower than 10.
That's right, yeah. So, and it's been dropping on that list as well. So they factor their factors in differently into coming up with their results. But nonetheless, the consistent message is things are not getting more free here in the United States. And I think people know it, that, you know, you don't hear people saying as often, if at all, anymore, well, it's a free country, so blah, blah, blah. Well, no, it's not a free country, and it hasn't been a free country at any point in our lives, and it's certainly not getting more free. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, something you can do to help increase your freedom is taking responsibility for your finances, and that includes having alternatives to the U.S. dollar. Because if you just have all of your money, your value that you've created in life, if you just have it in the U.S. dollar or whatever your fiat currency, if you're in another country in the world, then you're not being very responsible at all with your money because you're just allowing politicians to debase the value of the currency. And that's what they do. They keep printing more of the money out, and then your money that you have in savings becomes worth less and less over time as a result of that, meaning that it doesn't buy as much, it doesn't go as far, and it's not good when that happens. So one of the things you can do to protect yourself is get some Bitcoin. And I also recommend gold and silver as well. It's good to diversify. So if you want to get gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. And if you want to get some Bitcoin or one of those alternative coins like Litecoin or Dogecoin, you can go to expresscoin.com. In the U.S. or Canada, they'll service pretty much everybody with the exception of New York, because New York just passed a terrible thing called the BitLicense. But if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can probably use expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone. You can do it with a money order or check. Go to expresscoin.com and use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin with no fee whatsoever. So you've been thinking about Bitcoin? Well, the price has dropped, actually, over the last, about a week or so, Mark?
And ExpressCoin makes it really easy for you.
Yeah, so, now that the price is down, maybe you never know. It might continue going down. It might go back up. But if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, this is a good time to do it, I think. Go to ExpressCoin.com, especially if you're just going to turn right around and use it on something like SaveItPurse.com, where you can just turn that into 20% off of your favorite items at Amazon. This is a no-brainer. So go to Express.
It's a no-brainer on why you should get Bitcoin and why you should be using SaveItPurse.com.
And again, you can get the Bitcoin over at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The U.S. at number 20. On the overall freedom ranking, just behind, or just I guess in front of, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Belgium, and Taiwan, and Portugal. Those are the 21 through 25. We'll give you the top 10 here in a little bit, and you can. And we'll also talk about the factors that they factored into these rankings. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Ethan is in Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
I'm right now. Okay. Well, I just want to say I'm glad that there's at least one, I don't know how long it is, an hour or so of talk about everything in this country here. And I don't normally listen to 93.1 because I grew up very Democratic family. I voted Democrat for the last two elections, except for this past governor's election. I voted Libertarian.
Hey, right on.
I kind of grew to know, these two-party system is just really, unbelievable, and it's just, it sucks. And I'm a young person, yep. I'm in my 20s, and I know it might be, the mind of, a college grad just getting out of college, but, they do need more party representation, they need more people on stage to get media attention. And
Ethan, you said you're young. You're obviously a millennial, as they call that generation. What do your peers think about the choices? Nobody's really fooled by this Republican-Democrat crap, are they, in your age range?
I might have to differ with that bit because I have seen a few friends go, hardline one or the other. And when I've even brought up to my, Democrat friends, the certain ones of them, I say, look, this is what the Democrats did back in the 90s and Bill Clinton, and this is what they're doing now in other countries, with drone strikes and everything. And they're telling me that I'm just attacking President Obama. I'm like, his policies are doing this to other people. And whereas, I've never really tried to find common ground with other people, but, now that I have tried to find common ground with people who I had previously ruled out as conservatives and they're not going to buy anything I do, but some of my best friends who are pro-life but are also in very good favor of police accountability and taking out these private prison things, and at the same time they're conservative on other things. So I'm like, there is no, you can do other things. This two-party system is just really controlling how people think and how people view, the world around them.
They don't even really think a lot about it. I mean, a lot of people just absorb what they're told. They watch television or they listen to talk radio.
They vote the way mommy and daddy voted.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, they pick their experts and they believe whatever it is that they're told. And they just parrot the things that they say. And you're right. The two-party system, this two-party mentality, the left-right mentality, doesn't allow for nuance. It doesn't allow for people to say, oh, well, actually, I agree with, you know, liberty on economic issues and liberty on social issues. That doesn't fit you within either of the two parties.
Right. I mean, yeah. You know, it's fascinating when you find somebody who's actually a true blue Republican or true blue Democrat or true red Republican or whatever you want to call it, because can anyone possibly believe that one organization has a monopoly on good ideas? But some of them do. So it's like, yep, all the good ideas are from my party. And that's just, you know, hilarious. Because if that was the case, the country would be getting, you know, moving up the World Freedom Chart. It'd be getting better and better nominally. You know, there'd be less of a disparity between rich and poor. But these two parties have been in control for well over 100 years, and you've got what you got. It's not one party or the other, because we can look at states around the country where, you know, the Republicans control Texas, Utah, a variety of states in the South. Democrats control Illinois, you know, Jersey, California, all over. We know what these policies look like. You can look at the states. These policies stink.
Yep. And one thing for the Democratic side that I constantly heard throughout the last few years and said, like, well, look, I want to vote independent. And they all tell me, well, no, don't. And I say, well, both parties suck. And they're like, well, you know, vote for the lesser evil. I'm like, you're just admitting that they're evil. So why would I vote for the lesser evil? Like, that's
there's a better argument even than that.
An argument to vote for the two parties?
Right. Because the fact is that in any election you voted in, it is highly unlikely that you've been the deciding vote. Here, the way, in the United States, the way the voting system works, one vote makes the difference. And any vote above that one vote, you know, winner takes all with one vote.
Well, that sounds like a reason to vote for the independents.
It is a vote for the independents. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter a vote for the lesser of two evils, because that really doesn't make the difference. What matters is that, you know, your vote is wasted if you voted for the losing candidate, whether the losing candidate lost by one or whether they lost by 100.
For me, it's not about voting, you know, and what happens externally. It's about being able to live with myself. And I can only vote for somebody that actually is advocating for freedom. Or maybe like a troll vote like Vermin Supreme for fun. Hey, thanks for the call, Ethan. I appreciate you listening down in Indy. And to anybody who's listening on the radio and you only get one show a week, we do seven. So you can always call the program director during the business week and tell him or her thank you for airing Free Talk Live and ask for some more. 855-453.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 20. That is the current ranking, and it is not doing better, of the United States. Amongst all the countries of the world that have been surveyed by the Fraser Institute, Swiss Liberalis Institute, and the Cato Institute in their study about the economic freedom of the world, it apparently came out fairly recently, with, of course, number one being Hong Kong. Yet again. In fact, Hong Kong has been at the top of this chart as long as we have been talking about this chart, and which has probably been a decade. We've probably been talking about this for a decade.
Yeah, Hong Kong's not really a country, but it is an independent area in many ways.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was kind of its own country until it got absorbed by China.
It's still a protectorate of England, but yeah, I mean,
it's always had some level of independence, and even after, what was it, 97 when that happened, when England gave it up?
99, maybe?
I think it was 97.
Okay.
But when they gave it up, they... you know, they still kind of left it alone. The Chinese government sort of let it
be. Making money.
Yeah, exactly. So what were you going to say about Hong Kong?
Well, there were some protests recently, I think it was within the last year, about sort of some freedoms that they wish to have. But even on that, when you look at the social freedoms that they enjoy in Hong Kong, they're still greater than they are here in the United States.
The factors used to make this list, this is according to dailycaller.com, included security and safety, movement, religion, association, assembly and civil society, expression, relationships, size of government, legal system, and property rights, as well as access to sound money, freedom to trade internationally, regulation of credit, labor, and business. So these were some of the things they considered. There are likely dozens and dozens of pages in their report if you'd like to actually take it and take the time to read it. Number two on the list, Switzerland. Three, Finland. Four, Denmark. New Zealand at number five. Canada at number six. Australia at seven. Ireland.
So Canada is at number six.
Six, yeah.
And we're told in this country that Canada is this socialist country. And I think that that's really important to look at. What are the economic and social freedoms in Canada versus the United States? Don't they list that on that chart?
I don't have that chart. Okay. I just have the top 25.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was on there. Obviously, they fit together significantly higher than the United States, and I think that's interesting that so many people in the U.S. think, the United States is so much better than Canada, and Canada is showing up. This is the Cato Institute and the Fraser Institute putting this list together. These
U.S.-based groups.
Yeah, these aren't exactly liberal organizations. These are conservative
That's
organizations,
true.
At least fiscally conservative organizations that are pointing out a real problem going on in the United States.
Number seven, Australia. Eight, Ireland. Nine, the United Kingdom. And 10, Sweden. When you get down into 10 through 20, I don't even know how you pronounce this one. Mauritius? It's an African island nation? Have you ever pronounced that one, Mark?
I don't know. No, I'm not looking at the list.
There we go. Mauritius. The computer has pronounced it for us. Mauritius, which is officially the Republic of Mauritius, and it is number 19 on this list. So that, I don't know if that's the first time. I think it may very well be the first time an African nation has actually bested the United States on this list.
Hmm.
It's very interesting. You can share your thoughts here with us. Chile at 18, Luxembourg at 17, Malta at 16.
I want you to ask yourself, radio listener, which one of the candidates that you're hoping to vote for is going to move the United States up the world freedom charts? Because I can't think of very many of them who are. It's certainly not going to be Trump. It's not going to be Clinton. It's not going to be Bush.
Even if your boy Rand Paul gets in there, I don't know if he's going to have that great of an effect.
I don't know what his effect will be.
It's hard for one man to change the flow of the U.S. government.
I don't suspect he will. It will be his efforts that push it downward.
They missed number 15 on this list here.
Are there two 14s either?
There are, you're right. Yeah, two 14s. Netherlands and Iceland. Germany at 12. Austria at 12. And Norway at 11. So, yeah, I guess they tie some of these countries.
That's how it's done, yep.
So, let's go to the calls. Your thoughts here. Actually, 855-453 is our toll-free number. Just having some difficulty with the phones. So, things aren't getting better in the United States. Everybody, nobody says anymore that this is a free country. And nobody's even calling tonight to claim that it is. Could anyone actually do that? Our toll-free number is 855-453. Could anyone really look someone straight in the eye, which you can't do because we're on the radio, but could you look someone straight in the eye and tell them that this is a free country?
I do hear people say it's the greatest nation on earth still.
Well, now, I guess you would
That's
have to qualify that.
That's a much more subjective statement.
Yeah, you'd have to qualify that statement. By greatest, if you mean, dominating the rest of the world with military strength, okay.
Because that's kind of, to some extent, that's what great means, right? Alexander the Great. Was this huge, world conqueror.
The more people you destroy, right. The more great you are.
They don't call Genghis the Great, though, and he conquered significantly more. Great can very well mean the most powerful in the sense of, military strength. So, yes, my nation could beat up your nation. We got that. But I don't know that I necessarily want to be one of, because as a citizen of the U.S., I'm just responsible for paying for this war machine. These people I'm supposedly keeping the shipping lanes open for and freeing their countries, they're not paying for that stuff. And not that they even necessarily asked for it.
So if it was greatest, as in, it's the greatest country as far as freedom is concerned, we know that's not true by a variety of different factors. What do you think about the United States? I mean, is anybody still laboring under the delusion that they are free people? No doubt the U.S. is more free than most places because there are still 160-something countries below it on the list, right? So it's certainly better than a lot of countries, but it's not free. What do you think? 855, 450 free.
I think it's a good place to make money still. There's a lot of, you know, the legacy of freedom in the U.S.
Free speech is relatively free here.
You can
still
complain. Yep. There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure there's somebody out there on the radio is, you know, our people fought and died for your right to say what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, yeah, you're right. There's the ability to complain, certainly. But I think...
And that is worth a lot. Right, that is worth a lot. Even in Canada, you don't even have that much free speech.
Less so, yeah. But it's still, you know, more so than most of the world. But it's that legacy. Freedom is what makes a nation wealthy, and that means the United States, with less freedom, will become over time less wealthy.
That's true.
What's going to happen is the money will coalesce into the hands of few. Those few people, politicians, will come after them for their money. Those few will say, you know what? Things are better in another country, and they will leave. They will go to Jersey or the Isle of Man, or they'll go to the Cayman or wherever.
Mauritius. They'll go to Mauritius.
They may go to Mauritius. And any of these places in order to hold on to their wealth. And this is how we live in a global society. You can't just tax your rich anymore. You have to provide better goods and you better have to provide better services as a government. You have to provide better services. And monopolies, which governments are, they claim a monopoly over a given land area, they're traditionally very bad at providing good customer service at low prices. It takes competition to do that. I wonder if people think that a republic or a democracy or whatever you want to call it is it the end-all be-all of human governance?
This is the greatest system in the world.
Right. Are we 300 years out of autocracies, monarchies, into these republics, and this is it?
It's still the best.
This is the best thing we can come up with, because I don't think it is. I think that we can have...
Proof's in the pudding. It's not the best.
I think we can have... Well, I mean, the rest of those countries really are only a slightly different. A parliamentary setup rather than, whatever we've got in the Constitution.
Well, the best, in our opinion, obviously, is true freedom, but no one's trying that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about here, is the opportunity for governments to not be tied to land masses, to provide their services independent of a geographic area. And governments are all about geographic areas. They're like, this insurance company can't do business in this state, and this state won't allow this insurance company to do their, you know, like these kind of things. What if governments didn't do that? What if they weren't tied to landmass?
You know, Estonia, which is number 22, Estonia on this list, is now offering the e-citizenship thing, which is pretty cool. It's not true citizenship. It's not like you can get a passport with it or anything like that, but I think it's a step in that direction where you can apply for this and that it can benefit you to, like, start a business in Estonia and that kind of thing.
With communication via the internet speeding up so much, customer service is going to necessarily have to get better. There are 200 nations, whatever they are, depends on who you ask. And those nations do have to compete with each other, and with increasing communications, I'm wondering what we're going to get in the future.
All right. Whether you want to talk about Ashley Madison, I think we got that coming up as well. You can join us here, especially if you believe the U.S. is the freest country in the world. We want to hear from you. 855-450-FREE.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing
for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.